on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 8:55. You're listening to 100.5 FM. David Jones is here. Matt Jacobson, Dede Richardson, and Donovan Lynch from New Center, Maine. He's also the host of Political Brew, seen Sunday mornings. Gentlemen, one and all, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's a good conversation. Señor.
I've enjoyed the heck out of listening to this. It's been good.
Well, you get all these great minds I'm surrounded with here. I guess,
yeah. Well, can we talk a little energy? So there's a new bill in the legislature where they want to fund geothermal. And they think this now is going to be the thing. Geothermal in Maine.
I thought solar and wind was the thing in Maine.
Well, they know that's failing. So
Solar and wind aren't working, especially at night with solar. There's a problem because it gets dark.
And batteries, it's dark here earlier than any place on the planet.
Storing electricity is really hard.
Well, before we even go to the merits of geothermal, one way or the other, why is the state government funding it?
See, this is a question that one wonders, but they want to do a study on geothermal in Maine.
Study.
And it's interesting because last week there was a big, with fanfare a couple of years ago, how geothermal was going to save Boston. And they had three projects, and two of them now have closed because they find out it's more expensive than they think. And it's hard if you don't have a volcano. You know, like Greenland has some great geothermal. They're trying it. In fact, Google's doing a data center out in near Yosemite for the same sorts of reasons.
Because they have that.
Yeah. And they have access to it. But when you don't have a volcano, it gets harder to do geothermal. And I think what we're going to find is we'll do a study and find out it's too expensive. But
it is too expensive.
Oh, of course it is. But why
do we
need
it when
study?
I first started talking about it. You know, the whole idea, of, you know, having to create these horizontal channels that are so long and three circles.
And this would be geothermal in Maine, are you saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's
but on a grand scale now, right?
That's one of my favorite bills. But the other bill, and this is scary, and if you get an opportunity to talk to your representative, this is the one that is really worrisome, and it's called demand shifting. And so what they'd like to do is be able to charge you for your electricity based on the time of day. Well, why would they want to do that? Well, what they're trying to plan for is a time when there's not enough electricity because of some of these crazy ideas that they've come up with and turning off things that we know that work. And so they're trying to change so that they can charge you more when there's less electricity. And also it opens the door to allowing them to actually shutting you down if you use too much electricity.
Right, yeah.
And if you're a
smart
business,
meters.
That'll scare you to death. Yeah. And if you're just a residential customer, it ought to worry you as well. But what that is about is we have artificially constrained how much natural gas can come to New England. And what we've done then is limit our ability to produce electricity. And so now they want to ration it. And
so
that's as simple
down,
as
slow
that.
Down, slow down. So when we have hurricanes and stuff, we all hear about plywood boarding up and they go crazy. All the politicians go crazy. We will not allow price gouging. Sounds like to me that they want to make price gouging okay.
No, they are gouging themselves.
Well, no,
well
but
they're planning for a time when there's not enough.
When there's a lower demand, when there's a higher demand, and energy is a resource that's not abundantly available, they want to jack the price up.
Right?
Isn't that price gouging?
By my definition, certainly.
I mean, that's what they would say if it was plywood and there was a big demand for plywood and a low supply.
Well, but what
during a hurricane?
But it's all ideological.
These people are nuts.
It's all ideological.
Right. Well, I think, oh, yeah, you, that's it. I always say the only difference between an idiot and ideology is a couple of words, a couple of letters, right? You know, but these people are out of their mind, and most of them don't have any idea what they're promoting. They get somebody, some lobbyist comes walking in, or someone with a brainstorm and says, "Oh, look, you know, this is a great idea," and then they run up, "This is a great idea," and it just keeps repeating themselves over and over again, and then people believe it.
Donovan, 20 seconds in the segment.
Well, let me just bring up this question. I mean, we talk a lot about jobs in Maine. We don't have fossil fuel reserves in Maine. What do you say to the...
go ahead.
Do we? No, I'm just saying...
We'll get it on the other side.
What do you say to the argument that, you know, by extracting energy in Maine, you are, you know, creating an economy in Maine and creating jobs in Maine?
All right, let's pick it up on the other side. It's 9 a.m.
Great question.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Arabia Secretary of State Mark